Well, Malavika Kalakar is a lifelong friend of Aung San Suu Kyi. They met in 1960 as 15-year-old students living in India. Malavika Kalakar says she hopes that this time Aung San Suu Kyi will remain free. She spoke with our reporter, Madeline Jenner.
One is extremely, extremely overjoyed, but at the same time, with a little bit of apprehension on, you know, one never knows with the junta and what they're likely to do next and how they're going to treat her, as well as a little bit of anxiety. The situation is very different today from what it was, say, 6 or 7 years ago, in the sense her party has got somewhat fractured, the ethnic minorities have gained a voice, and, you know, there are economic depression. So there are many problems that she'll have to now contend with. But knowing her as one has, I think she managed admirably. Did you see her yesterday? She looked so amazing. You know, you wouldn't ever think. And if reports are to believe, she's actually not been dreadfully well, you know. She's had the odd problems that we all do in the mid-60s. But, I think she, if you remember, there was a BBC interview in which she said that she had actually grown very strong within herself and become a political animal. Those were her words in this period of house arrest. So I think she's become much stronger, really.
You first met her when you were both students. Was she interested in politics and the politics of Burma back then?
No, not at all. We were friends. We met first when we were 15, in 1960, 50 years ago, actually. And not at all. As I just wrote a piece for one of the leading Indian newspapers in which I said, you know, there was, even when she was at Oxford and when we were at Oxford and Tariq Ali was making his fiery speeches, it was not something that engaged any of us.
And you've said that she was something of an unlikely leader, that she only found herself in Rangoon in 1988 because she'd returned home to visit her mother.
Yes. It just was a pure coincidence that she happened to be there that summer. And I've often asked myself, if she hadn't been there, what indeed would have happened to the movement? What would her future have been?
Aung San Suu Kyi has been defeated by the regime several times before. Do you believe she has the emotional drive to keep fighting?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, each time I think there is a certain degree of atrophy, but I think she sort of shores up all her internal resources and is all set to go again. She's amazing. I mean, she just is amazing, you know. There is something to do with, you know, with adrenaline flowing, you know, when you're a recognized leader and when you stand before the crowd and people are. There must be something, you know.
Even just a couple of days ago, a lot of people thought that Aung San Suu Kyi wouldn't be released, yet the junta have stuck to their word. Does that give you any hope that the regime is reacting to international pressure?
Yes. Yes, I think so. I think so. And also this sham election they've had, well, they have had an election. I mean, let's put it that way, give the fellows the benefit of the doubt, and maybe they feel international pressure is, it's not worth it. And I don't know about the internal politics of the junta itself. You know, we really need to know what the junta is all about in order to be able to give a firm assessment. I don't think one should get carried away. One has no faith in military juntas anywhere. And you never know how they use any old pretext to shove her back behind bars again.
Do you have concerns that she won't be out for long?
Somehow one feels a little more confident this time. I don't know whether it's the media hype with her release. Yesterday, I can't remember all of this. 6 years ago, when she was put behind bars, or when she was released so many years ago, of course, the international media has, you know, seen such a huge fillip in these last few years. There's been so much more publicity today than there was when she was let out in the 90s. So I don't know. I don't know that they will really do so with the same degree of alacrity as they did earlier.
That's Malavika Kalakar speaking from New Delhi to Madeline Jenner. And in the next half hour, we'll be joined by Jared Genzer. He's the US-based lawyer for Aung San Suu Kyi. It's 16 past 6.